Not length of breath.
If you feel
don't give up.
That life is hopeless.
Don't you give
in
up.
The night
has been.
Has
it's been. Not hopeless tonight.
There's hurt for your hurting
amen.
Soul.
Amen.
For he will be there with you.
He'll be there with you
no
tonight.
No matter what
you're going through. Work a miracle.
He will never fail. Satan has lost the battle. Into the Lord you humbly bow. God still answers prayer.
Hallelujah.
Satan has lost the battle.
Come on. I'm glad he still answers prayer tonight. Whatever your need might be, you might think you're in a hopeless situation. You might feel like there ain't no use in praying, Brother Danny. Nothing ain't going to happen. That's about the time he steps in. By the time you think you can't do nothing, that's when God's getting ready to do something for you. Amen. He's still on the throne
right
tonight.
All night.
Say it, y'all. Come on. Amen.
Cause you prayed on.
Sure.
Cause you held on with all your might. Woo! Child of Christ.
Up there! Thank God.
The master. The
where your help is tonight. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Does he care? Thank God he sure does. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Child, your cry have woken the
to God.
Oh, King of your voice.
Sure he does.
Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
Amen.
Child, your cries.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's exactly what we need tonight. And I'm going to be talking a lot about that here in the next little while. Somebody want to just, I'm not going to preach long, so somebody stand up and brag on the Lord right quick. Maybe you haven't done it in a long time or never done it. And now's your chance. Remember what I preached about this morning, about putting things off. Just somebody will stand up, brag on him right quick. Maybe you've never done it before, and your heart's just going boom, 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 boom. Go ahead, sister. Amen. That's all right. Hallelujah. Amen, sister. Anybody else? Right quick. Stand up and brag on him right quick. Go ahead, Brother John. I appreciate Brother John. Me and John have been friends a long time.
I'm glad there ain't nobody
you can't say. Amen. Oh, John, when was it I talked to him the other day? He's had some problems down through the years, and he said, you and Ruckman ruined me. I said, thank you, brother. That's a compliment. Amen. You ever get around the real thing long enough, you're ruined as far as this world is concerned. You'll never be satisfied with that other stuff. That's right. You won't. That's true. You ever get around the real thing and it gets hold of you just right, everything else is just, well, it's subpar. The real thing is what will satisfy you. And that's why we stress and push the youth rally and youth camp. Youth camp. I think the best thing in the world for young people is a week of youth camp. I can't think of anything that's done more to change more young people's lives for good than youth camp. Go ahead, brother.
I'll say, I agree with you, brother. Youth camp touched my heart. God changed my life through those things, but and camp meetings and all those things. But I'm telling you, what changed my life more than anything, and I think definitely the Lord's working on this thing, and those prayer meetings where me and them young men, Brother Daddy,
yeah.
Yeah. I know what that song's talking about.
Yeah.
Some reason we don't shout is because we ain't prayed through yet.
Yeah.
It's just because you prayed all night. I mean,
yeah.
I was telling the kids, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
I can't tell exactly what it tastes like, but I'm just telling you it's good.
Amen.
I wish I could just tell you, just come and give the Lord a shot.
Amen.
I mean, come Friday night and just say, look, I didn't come to see nobody. By the way, I hope there ain't no big shots show up Friday night.
Amen.
Amen. They might mess something up.
Yeah.
I mean, just show up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Right. Amen. Exactly right. Amen. That's exactly right. Anybody else? Right quick. Anybody else? Right quick. Stand up and brag on him. All right. Now here's what I want to do tonight. I want to look at two verses of Scripture and preach on this subject. I'm glad for these testimonies and these songs. It's a good introduction for the message tonight. Matthew chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 4. Matthew chapter 3, and then we'll look at a verse in Hebrews chapter number 4 tonight. And as I said, this will be short, so I want you to listen carefully. Matthew chapter number 3, we're going to look at verse number 14. This is when Jesus came to be baptized of John the Baptist. And Jesus had asked John about baptizing him. And notice something that John said. John said, I can't baptize you. Good night, Lord. You're the Lord. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. And look what John said. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized today. That little word need. I have need. He said, Lord, I need something. The Lord said, what? And he said, I need you to baptize me. And comest thou to me? Now look at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. A great verse. One of the greatest verses in the New Testament. Let us therefore come boldly. This is Hebrews 4:16. Under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. We need mercy tonight. And find grace to help in a time of what? Need. There's that same word again. Need. We need. I want to preach tonight on we need the Lord. We need the Lord. I really, 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 really worry about people who feel no need of God. It scares me. All right, young teenagers and mamas and daddies who, when you talk about, boy, we really need to get out, look at you completely foreign, like they have no clue or idea what you're talking about. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we need Him. We need Him. That old song says, I need Thee every hour. Precious Lord, I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. And I want to say a few things about that tonight. And I want to say, first of all, we need Him in our daily lives. You know that the average church member, I will say, the average church member has no idea in the world what I'm talking about when I say you need the Lord in your daily life. Do you realize that most people who go to church on Sunday, not our church or churches that believe like we do, we believe the Lord's it's a 7-day a week thing, but you'd be surprised at the people who honestly think that the only time you even give God a thought is on Sunday morning. And you go in there and you do your religious duty, you'll say some prayers, you'll repeat some words, you'll sing some songs out of a book, and then go and forget about it until next Sunday and come in and do the same thing. I want to say tonight, we need the Lord in our daily life. I'm talking about you need the Lord's presence when you're at work. You need the Lord's presence when you're doing your housework. You need the Lord's presence when you're having to make decisions. We have to make decisions all day long. So we need the Lord. I'll never forget when I first got saved. And it first, just have Brother Mike. I'll never forget when I first got saved. And I was talking about, like he was talking, we got into some prayer meetings and people started giving testimonies. And I'll never forget what I felt when I felt His presence in my daily life. I thought, oh, good night. This is what it's all about. This is what it is. I didn't know no better. I thought when I first got saved, that the only time you felt that is when you was at church. When I found out you could have it Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, it blew my mind. You've heard me tell it before. I was coming down Highway 70 down there from Nebo, and I was driving this little MG I had, and the little convertible MG car, and I was driving down that road, and I got to thinking. It just started bubbling up in me. And I remember I was going down through there just a flying through them curves, got down below Nebo coming this way. And I was coming down through there. I started thinking about what the Lord done for me. And I started thinking, and it was like, man, He was right there in the car with me. It's the presence of God, people. The presence of God. We need the presence of God. Some people have no idea what I just now was talking about. You've never felt the presence of God in your daily life. You are missing what the Christian life is really about. I was going down the road that day, and it was like the Lord sat down there in the seat beside me. And boy, I tell you what, I started fellowshipping with Him. He started fellowshipping with me. And I thought, boy, I'm not going to hell no more. This is wonderful. Next thing I know, I was crying, 18 years old. Had on a pair of blue jeans, had rock music, playing, blaring out in my tape player. I was going, I'm not saying it's going to be. Listen, ain't nothing can do that but the presence of the Lord. I'm glad I felt the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord in my daily life. You say, well, Brother Danny, is it still that way? Boy, things clouded up. It's sometimes like you're in a fog. Now, I tell you what I do. I start every day, 7 days a week, reading my Bible. I do it religiously. I do it. I read my Bible every morning. You've heard me tell it. A lot of times I'll wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I got a lamp right here. I reach up there and flip it, pile up my pillows, sit there, and I read 5 chapters in my Bible. And sometimes I get a lot out of it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it really gets real to me, and sometimes it don't. But I tell you, once in a while, I start thinking, I'm reading the words of God, and God gets real to me. Now, you young people tonight, you teenagers, you all of y'all, it'll never work. Your Christian life will never be worth nothing till you learn how to put God first every single morning. We need the Lord in our daily life. You say, preacher, I don't have time in the morning. You got time to fix that mop. It looks like some of you didn't, but you got time to brush them teeth. You've got time to put them clothes on. You've got to spend time with the Lord. You've got to seek Him in the morning. You've got to. He said, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my near. The Son of God disposes, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I'm His own. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to learn to get the Lord in your daily life. Amen. While you're driving, while you're working, in His presence. Sometimes when you're working and things ain't going good, I tell you what you do. On your break, just go out to your car and and close the door, start the motor, and put your head down on the steering wheel and say, all right, Lord, I need You today. That woman in there is being hateful. My boss is a grouch. I mean, nothing's going right today. God help. Get out there in your car during break or lunch and just bow your head and say, all right, Lord, listen, I've done this so many times, this can't be accidental. Sometimes when you really get a hold of God in the morning and the Lord's presence comes on you, it seems like all day long everything just falls in place. If you go see somebody, they're there. If somebody owes you some money, you meet them and they pay you. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. And if you owe them, they ain't home and you get to keep it. I mean, it just seems like everything just falls right into place. And then other times, I've had so much to do, I didn't have time for the Lord. So I just jumped up and run out the door, and the first thing you know, there's a wreck. You don't get through. And there's this. And it seems like you're hindered all day long. You don't get nothing done. All day long. And it all started back there when you left Jesus at the house and didn't get up and take Him with you. I'm going to tell you tonight, we need to get up every morning and say, Lord, I need You every hour. God, I need You at school today. God, I need You cleaning this house. God, I need You going to work. God, I need You. I need You. I need You. I have need of You, Lord. I have need of You, Lord. I have need of You, Lord. I need You every hour. Let me say, secondly, name three, so you listen quick. We need the Lord in our church services. Lord have mercy. Church is not, you know, the average church tonight has no clue about God's presence in the services. It's just about, there's several different kinds of churches now, and one of them is a place where it's just informative. It's informative. I mean, the guy gets up, he says a lot of good facts, and he makes a good little speech and everything, and it is informative. You learn something. And you might learn something about Bible or history or a story in the Bible. That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we need the Lord's presence. You know what'll get a hold of kids? The Lord's presence in a church service. Not just a man rattling off a bunch of facts. Not just a person saying a bunch of stuff that is true. I mean, listen, brother, just if that's all there was to it, I could just get me a sermon book and I'd stand up here. I could find some great sermon books and I would just read them and it would get, it's more than that. There's a lot more to it than that. I studied that music, and I preached on that music all over the country, and I believe with all my heart that old Marilyn Manson, you know, remember that video you showing him? And he'd get out there, you know, and he'd say, all you people trying your hardest not to be ugly. You know, I can't, you know, remember him doing that? And he said, we will no longer see the fascism of Christianity. And all that. And then that them drums would start playing, and he goes, And he'd scream and start jerking like that. And I think a demon possessed him. I really do. I do. I believe that with all my heart. I believe some kind of demonic force energized him. There's a video out now of Beyonce, and she, you know, her alter ego, Sasha Fierce. And Beyonce was flashing that Illuminati sign at the Super Bowl. And there's a bunch of people upset about it. She was doing that at the Super Bowl, brother. Throwing that in there. And they talked to her, and there's a video, Carrie from Florida. She said, "Daddy, you ain't gonna believe it." She said, "Beyonce," and I looked at it on YouTube, and they interviewed Beyonce, and she said this. Check it out. She said, when Sasha Fierce came, she said, "I stood and I lifted up my hands and, quote, I felt something come into me." That's what Beyonce said. She got possessed of an evil spirit. And they called the evil spirit Sasha Fierce. And the reason people go wild over her is because they feel that power in that flesh. There's plenty of people could sing good as her, I'm sure. There's plenty of people that look good as her, I'm sure. But they have an evil presence and power. Now, if that be true, and there's no doubt in my mind that it is, then the same, that all that is the opposite of a person being filled with God and the Holy Ghost. That's the devil's counterfeit for us getting filled with the Holy Ghost and getting up and singing and preaching under the power. Listen, there's no doubt in my mind when a man gets plugged in and when a man, listen, I lift up my hands and I say, "Lord," and I felt something come into me, brother. I mean, it wasn't in the flesh, but I felt something from another world getting a hold of me. I said, "Glory to God, I know who this is." I'm telling you, it's a presence of God, and that's what we got to have in our churches. Amen. We got to have God's presence. We got to have His power. We got to have His power. Listen, you want God to move on your kids? You want these little kids to grow up believing what we believe? You know, if we're dead and gone, you want them to have a church one of these days? I tell you what we got to do. Get on this altar and say, "Lord, God, please let us feel Your presence. God, let us feel Your presence." I'd like to see this altar filled. It don't take a million of us, but we can meet up here Friday night and literally pray God's presence in this church. It'll make a difference in everybody in here. We need His presence in our church. Lord, there's enough dead services. There's enough dead churches. Good night, they're a dime a dozen. Amen. Heard that little old boy, he's at one of them churches. You know, a lot of them churches, they'll have all the army, people in the army, there's been army, up pictures of them up there to honor the military. And a little old boy asked the preacher one time, he said, "Preacher, who's that?" And the preacher said, "Son, that's some of our members who died in the service." He said, "In the morning service or the night service?" He thought, "Yeah, I thought that's pretty good, ain't it? That's pretty good." I mean, some of them's what we call a C&E Christian. We got too many C&E Christians. A C&E Christian, that's Christmas and Easter. That's the only time you see them. The power of the Lord's not there. God's power's not there. I mean, brother, it's pitiful. I heard a man say one time, he said, "Well, I'm just so stressed out." "Why wasn't you at church?" "Well, I've just been stressed out." The best place in the world to come, if you're stressed out, is getting a Holy Ghost service where God's power is. It will relieve your stress just like that. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. I'm telling you, listen, one good touch from God, and all. How many times have we seen it, folks? You that go to camp with us, how many times have we seen these cool cats all week long just standing over there wanting to be cool, you know? And them boys, Lord, if they was as good looking as they think they are, they'd be on the front of GQ Junior or something. And boy, they think they are so bad. And girls think they are, I mean, here we are out there in old sweaty, nasty camp, and they get dressed up like they're going to the blessed prom or something. I come walking in there, and boy, here they come in there, and all week long they're just real cocky and got an attitude and everything. But about Wednesday night or Thursday night, His presence moves in. And the next thing you know, here goes one. And next thing you know, here goes one. Instead of sitting there back there like I'm tough, you see their head go down like that. And the next thing you know, you see tears start dropping like that. Listen, giving a little religious speech ain't going to do that. Giving a little old talk ain't going to do that. I'm not capable of doing that. I don't have enough. I don't have enough in me. I'm not that good. I can't preach. I'm not a great preacher. I'm not a great preacher. But I tell you what I do know. I do know if we get hooked up just right, there's somebody up there can get a hold of them. Thank God and get the job done. Lord, have mercy. I'm about to shout tonight. I'm glad for His presence. Woo! I'm glad for His presence. What do you think's kept me going all these years? His presence. I'd have gave up 10 million times if I couldn't feel Him with me once in a while. Amen. We need His presence in our church services. Listen, one man said, well, I put a dollar in the offering plate. And it's expensive. I keep my cabin up there on the lake. And to pay my golf course dues. And to pay on the golf balls and that new set of clubs that I want. Listen, if we'd invest in much as His presence as we do our own fleshly wants, there's no telling what He might do. I love that when Crystal sings that song, when He moves among us, all that He does, all of His mercy and all of His love, the pen of a writer, write every day. Listen, when He moves among us, that makes everything worth it. I'll never forget one night, I was at a camp meeting, and I heard Larry Winkler, how many of you have heard Larry Winkler preach? He's from Lenore. He's still a preacher over there. Boy, I tell you, old Larry had been preaching since he was 6 or 7 years old when God called him to preach. Don't ever doubt these little kids and think that they don't know what they're doing. Larry got saved when he was about 6, started preaching when he was 7 and 8. Really? And that's all he's ever done his whole life. And his idol was Dr. Percy Ray from down in Myrtle, Mississippi. Larry used to go down there all the time. Larry's still pastor of church over in Lenore. I preached, saw him down in Florida a few years ago. And son, you talk about a preacher. Old Larry had come up there. He was in his early 20s. He preached at camp meeting at Nebo. When I was 18, I think he was around 24, 25. Lord, I'm telling you what. He got up one night, and when he started preaching, I was into it. I was sitting there listening to him, and the more he preached, and the more I got into it, and it was like something was taking us up in the heavenly places. I'm not trying to sound spooky. It was like, Lord, have mercy. You could look beyond Him. For a few minutes, you didn't even notice Him being up there. It was like you could see the Lord. And boy, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this world grow strangely dim. And I remember old Larry, he's preaching one night, and honest to goodness, people, for a second you just went out of it. Like, whoa, Lord, you could see the Lord. And that's what they do at them rock concerts. But it's the opposite spirit. Them people get in the spirit there, brother. They can feel it. Hadn't you ever heard them say, boy, there was a real spirit at the game last night? Hadn't you ever heard them say, boy, there was a great... Yes, there sure was. You better believe it. And I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, that's what we need in church, is the real spirit. Amen. The youth rally's coming. All that hard work is in vain unless His presence is there. His presence is there. Man, I talked about it Wednesday night. All them days we fasted. Oh man, it's rough when you're doing it. Man, that last week of that youth rally, I'm telling you, I've been fasting for 23 years since 1990. Regular. And it ain't got a bit easier than it was the first time or two I ever did it. This flesh don't like it. I'm telling you, my flesh don't. Like, you don't realize, lady from the church, she's not here tonight, she called me the other day and she said, Brother Danny, she hadn't been coming along, she's never done it, she said, Brother Danny, what's this fasting y'all are talking about? She said, I want to do it. And I said, well, good. She called me and she said, well, I tried it and it was awful. She said, all I could think about was food. She said, I tried to go that one. I said, you don't realize how addicted you are to that food till you try enough to do it one day. You say, oh, I don't have to. Try it one day without it. Don't just I'm not even talking about fame. Just don't even eat sweets or drink Mountain Dew or you're addicted to sugar and caffeine and everything. You don't realize. And boy, I'll tell you, my flesh don't like it. I want some ice cream. Amen. I want some Pepsi. I want bugles. I like those caramel bugles. I'm telling you, brother, them things are $2.69 for a little bag. But I got a supplier at the flea market. They're a little outdated, but they're 25 cents a bag. And I buy a whole bunch of them and eat the fool out of them things. See, that caramel don't matter. It don't get outdated. Listen, you go get you some of them caramel-flavored bugles. I ain't even crazy over regular bugles. Them caramel-flavored, go get you some. That's one of the best stuff thing you ever put in your mouth. You'll get addicted. It's just like Oxycontins or something. Listen, brother. That flesh. My flesh don't want to say. My flesh don't want to fast. People say, oh, it's easy for you. But no, it ain't. It's hard. I hate it. But boy, when the victory comes. My. That night we stood up over there and there was probably 100 people and 50 people in the altar and the choir was up singing and sweet victory come from heaven and people were hugging it. Then, brother, it yieldeth forth the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. That means when His presence shows up, it's worth every price we pay for it. Let me say number three, in our family life. We need God's presence in our family life. Kids are taught by our example. You know, it would be great. Wouldn't it be great if the Lord just showed up in your home sometime? The reason so many kids... Are you listening? The reason so many kids, just as soon as they get old enough, are out the door and out the church is because they see one thing at home and another thing at church. And I ain't fussing because I know it's hard. And I know sometimes you get in arguments and sometimes, but kids got to feel something in that home once in a while. Wouldn't it be wonderful sometime if you got around the family altar and daddy told a Bible story and about that time the kids were sitting there and mama started crying and say, the Lord's been good to us. And the little boy looking up at me. See, them little kids, they look up at mom and daddy. The reason they like football, because you like football, daddy. The reason they like sport, because you like... They look, whatever they're brought up around, they naturally gravitate towards. They naturally do. If they see mom and daddy crying, if they see their mama wiping her eyes and saying, Lord, thank you. You've been good to us, Lord. In the home! Yeah. In the home! In the home! We need His presence in our home! Preach on. Some of you, years ago, we had a service at my house. We was giving a birthday party for a boy. Had about 75 people over at the house. And I'm telling you, I've been in thousands of church services. And I would put that in the top 20, probably, of the greatest services I've ever been in. Some of y'all were there that night. One of the greatest Holy Ghost meetings I've ever been in was in my house. The power of God fell. People was crying everywhere. Shouting, running through the living room. Out in the yard. You say, I never heard tell of something like that. Listen, we need His presence in our home. In our home. Has it been a long time since you felt God's power in your home? Well, that'd be a good thing for us to pray about, wouldn't it? Mama and daddy. And the next thing you know, crying and hugging necks. And that little boy look up and say, this is real. This is what I want to do when I get big. You know, years ago, I heard Mays Jackson, some of them guys saying when they was, you know, people don't starve no more, but they starved and didn't have no money to pay the bills or nothing. And he said mama would go to the smokehouse, out, not the where you go smoke, where they keep hams and hanging smoke, that kind of smokehouse. Now she's out there getting high these days. But years ago, mama would go to the smokehouse. And brother, she'd go up in the woods and they didn't have nothing to eat. And then he said all of a sudden, he'd hear mama clapping her hands, running back down the path, saying, I just heard from heaven, and everything's all right now. And it wouldn't be long until somebody'd show up with something to eat and put on. Listen, you kids don't see stuff like that no more. They don't see God being real to mama anymore. If he ain't real to you, he ain't going to be real to your kids. Matter of fact, your kids are going to be wild as a buck, some of y'all, if you don't get God in your home. They're going to break your heart. They're going to be calling the law on them when they're teenagers. If you don't get God in your home. Just that little old service we went to last Friday night. We didn't have a big crowd go, but it was decent because it was a little choir at that church. And man, it got good in there, an old-fashioned shouting service. Listen, get your kids in on stuff. People say, well, we need some more stuff for the young people to do at our church. You ain't going to get no better than what we did that Friday night. What's bowling, people? What good's bowling going to do anybody? I ain't saying it's wrong to bowl, but it ain't going to do you no good. What good's skating? You say, well, our youth activities. Listen, brother, I'll give you a good Friday night. Let's come and unsee God's presence. Give them a pizza. Do something. Take them and get them ice cream. But let them work. I used to find out if there was a good revival somewhere and I'd want my girls to go because I thought, man, I want to get them around all this stuff I can get them in so that they'll see God being real and they'll grow up believing it too. You are in a race with the devil for your kids' hearts and minds. Last thing I'll say is we need the Lord's presence in the hour of our death. And I'm just going to say this and I'm done. I've been hearing a song on the radio. I put my radio on 760 AM, WWOL over there in Forest City. If you're fortunate enough to live close enough to get it, that's by far, you know, the best preaching as far as in this part of the country. If you want to hear some real preaching during the day, put it on 760 AM or 780 AM. 760's got some, and that's what I'm on, but the real preachers are on 780. And listen, you get on there, and you listen to them preachers, and they've been playing a song. And I don't know if it's inspiration, but it's the one my sister played when Mom was living her last few hours. And it's He Will Remember Me. And it's about a woman who gets Alzheimer's disease. It said, and when the day comes that I can't remember Him, He will remember me. And it's about this woman who loses her memory and her mind, but she lived for the Lord all her life. And I remember Debbie called me. She said, Danny, this song reminds me so much of Mom. She said, I want you to hear it. Have you heard it? Because my sister, she's always been a spiritual minded, but when after Mom passed away, man, she really got it. I told her, I said, Debbie, I think Mom's spirit come on you. And you ought to shout if it did. And she said, you ought to listen to the song, Danny. And it said, when the day comes that I can't remember Him, He will remember me. And it was March 25th, so that'll be a week after next, I reckon. It'll be 2 years when Mom went home to be the Lord. Actually, it'll be that Sunday or Monday, but 2 weeks from that, tomorrow. And I remember going in that room, and Debbie got these little Bose radio, them little wave radios, and she'd, every time I'd go in there, it'd be playing. It was so peaceful. It's peaceful. The Lord's presence was in there. You ever been around somebody else? Were there somebody wicked and lived wicked? Listen, when I'm laying there dying, if it happens that way, I don't want to be laying there scared and an evil spirit in the room. Man, I've been in people's houses where there's just an evil spirit in the room. I've been in people's houses where they said, I'm scared, preacher. I'm scared, Brother Danny. And I said, well, you got your faith in the Lord? Yeah, but I'm scared. You know what makes you scared when it comes time to die? You ain't been living right all them years. And even though you're saved, you got a fear because you ain't been living right. When Mom was laying there, there was a peace in that room. Just a peace. And I thought, man, money can't buy that. And I hope and pray that I can live my life so that if I have to die like that slowly, I probably won't. But if I do, that I feel the Lord's presence. That my girls will be able to come and say, Daddy, we're going to miss you. I'm going to miss y'all too, honey, but I'll be waiting on you. I hope it's sweet. You know what I used to like to listen to? I know this is sort of a, sort of a song people make fun of, but I liked it. I used to like to hear them get on the radio and they'd say, "Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around when I am dying. Walk around." I just see an old saint laying there in the bed and the Lord walking around in that room. Glory to God, brother. That's when we're going to need His presence. We're going to need His presence. I'd hate to die screaming and begging, "God, please, don't let me go to hell. God, please. God, please. I'm scared. I don't know if I'm saved or not." I don't want to die like that. I want to have His presence when I die. You know how I have His presence when you die? Live for Him now. Let's stand by our head for prayer. They're coming tonight. You know what we need?